What's happening? This is 9/11, and you are tuned in to AVG Podcast. Dak Prescott. So today, I'm going to talk a little bit about my Cowboys. Talk about Dak Prescott. His name been floating around a lot in the media lately. You know, football season has started. The Cowboys are currently 2-1, and I wanted to wait a little bit into this season before I touched on this, because I got a lot of mixed emotion about this, about Dak, about the Cowboys season. I know we started off like gangbusters. Defense is looking like an all-time historic great defense, and all is fine and good. But a lot of the talk about Dak is, you know, with his contract extension coming up, is he the guy? Is he the man for the job? Is he the one to lead the Cowboys to a Super Bowl, to finally get them over the hump after almost three decades? And the question is still unknown. He's been in the league, 9 years now, almost a decade. So you have a pretty large sample size, a pretty extensive resume on what he can and can't do. And a lot of the criticism and skepticism that comes with Dak is big time games and big moments. Now, do I think they're all justified and fair? No. I will say that. Some things have truly not been his fault. But the thing is, the only way you shut this type of outside noise up is by ultimately winning. Now, let me make this clear. I love what Dak stands for as a man, as a person, what he's been through. I couldn't imagine some of the things he's been through. I have lost my mother, so I kind of have a gauge of what's that like, of going through that. But having your brother commit suicide, I mean, the young man's dealt with a lot on outside of football. So let's get that clear. And he's been a stand-up guy as far as how he handles himself in the press conference, how he leads the team. From what I can see outside looking in, I live here in Dallas. The guys respect him. They admire him. He just won the Walter Payton Award, which all this stuff supersedes football. So what I'm truly focusing on is his play on the field and his ability or inability to get it done. That's all I'm focused on this segment. Because see, right now, the eyes of the football world, they zeroed in on that. They're waiting to see. Because Stephen A. made a point, and I hate to agree with Stephen A., we've had rosters that were good enough over the last 10 years to advance further than the first round. Now, we've made it to the second round, but we get bounced out in that game. And everybody seems to go back to subpar play at quarterback. I tend to think some of that was due to coaching. We had the mad clapper, Jason Garrett, for a stint of Dak's time there. And situational football, to me, has been the Cowboys' Achilles heel now for a large part of Dak's tenure here in Dallas. So let's not get that twisted. The leadership at coach position was a lot to be desired at one time. Let's just say that. And Garrett's not a bad dude. I just didn't feel like he was head coach material. More of a coordinator. I didn't feel like he galvanized or led men the way that it took to get them to the next level. Now, with that being said, there's certain guys, and I've been watching football for a long time. I never played at that level, but I have played the sport. My dad was a coach, so I've been around the game for a long time. And you just know what greatness looks like. You know what that it factor is. And it's certain guys, when you start looking down, like the history of football, like your Breezes, your Bradys, your Aaron Rodgers, Donovan McNabb, Patrick Mahomes. You can name, the list can go on and on about quarterbacks that you've seen or had no question about them getting it done in those moments of truth, so to speak. See, right now, what we're dealing with in Cowboy Nation is that Dak has seemed to become the perfect scenario type quarterback. When everything lines up just right, we walk away with the dub. But those guys that I named previously, sometimes to be that dude, to be considered him, you have to win despite a lineman going down, despite your number one receiver. Because Brady, let's be clear, Brady was throwing the midgets half of his career. And that's no disrespect to Welker, Edelman, and those guys like that, but let's not act like, besides with the exception of the 1 year you had Randy Moss, one or two years, whatever it was, when they just lit the league up. Breeze didn't have top-notch receivers like blowing the top off defenses. He eventually got Michael Thomas, and he wasn't no just speed guy. He was more of a possession receiver, but he made catches. You can't go at Mike. Shout out Mike. Aaron Rodgers, you know, he did his thing. Of course, he had Cobb, Adams. He had his, you know, list of receivers that he's worked with over the years, but he had bad defenses. Peyton Manning, he had Marvin Harrison, but he had bad defenses. And sometimes what I'm getting at is to get to that next level, to be really considered that dude, you got to win despite of. When all the shit around you going wrong, you look at the coach and say, get the ball in my hands. I got us. And still, to this day, he hasn't done it yet. But when I'm arguing with people, going back and forth, what can I stand on when they present me facts? Because it hasn't been done. And he has all the tools. He's accurate enough. Sometimes decision making is still hit or miss, but that 15 interception outliner, that hadn't been Dak his whole career. He usually takes care of the ball for the most part. But he's actually an underrated mobile quarterback. And when I say underrated, the crazy part is I think he's underrated by himself. He's taken that mobility factor out of his game to the point where it's not even a viable threat anymore. Like, teams don't even look for him to run and make plays with his feet, which I feel like it would open up those throwing lanes, those windows, those third downs, those red zone that we're having problems with. We're like 27th in the league. Now, that's unacceptable for the weapons we got. So I think to get where we're going, at some point, he's going to have to start using his legs, and it's going to be more contingent on his legs moving the chains, making plays, than it is his arm. We've seen what it is with your arm, and it has a cap to it. When Dak was at his best, he was a dual threat quarterback. Now, don't get me wrong, when you have a horrific injury that could have been career ending, like he did with his ankle. Like, don't get me wrong, I understand the reservations of running, but I do think if you run in a control play, so to speak, I do think it's safer than just sitting in a pocket, being a sitting duck, taking blindside hits. Like, when you see, okay, I got 3rd and 3, I can get a quick 5 and slide, or I can get a quick 5 and get out of bounds. I think if you do that, that's a much safer option than some of the other things that he's done, like throwing a pick or taking a sack. So I know the media is riding hard on him right now, and I don't want to do that because I love Ford. Because to get us where we're going, or where we want to go, or where our goal is to get, he's going to be the one to take us there. It's going to be dependent on his arm. So I hope I'm wrong about some of the reservations I'm having. I pray I'm wrong. because I want to see us get to the next level. I hate having to go back and forth with fans every year. Not fans. Well, you might as well call them fans, because there's people that say they hate the Cowboys, and for some reason, they know more of the stats and know more about the game than the real fans do, and that's crazy to me. And then you have sports shows like First Take on FS1 with Joy Taylor, and, you know, First Take with Stephen A. and Shannon. Now, you claim that the Cowboys are irrelevant. Why are we talking about them? Why are they still America's team? And they hadn't won nothing in almost 30 years. You love to harp on that. But each segment, 80% of your show is geared towards the Cowboys. So which one is it? Either you hate us or you don't. You'll start out one segment, is the Dallas Cowboys the team to beat? You'll break it down as deck. The quarterback to win it for the next segment. Then you'll come back as this defense of all-time great. You'll break the Cowboys down into seven segments and say that it's the fans. How is it the fans? To be honest, I would love to tune in and hear about some other teams and what they got going on. Each sports show now is so hard to watch because it's so Cowboy dominant with just clickbait takes that sometimes it's like, what are we doing, man? But I know that star drives revenue, that star drives ratings. So I get it. But don't claim that you hate us and then use us for ratings. Making these weird videos, clowning the Cowboys, like, this shit gets crazy and it gets kind of lame at some point. But in order to shut all this up, the fact still remains, it's going to ride or die with folk. It's on you this year, Dak. Wherever we going, it's going to be on your back. Defense, they are what they are. Michael Parsons, a dog. D-Law, Tank, man. Look, we know what we got with the defense. And I hated to see Trayvon Diggs go down. That really hurt. But back to what I said early on in this podcast, it's the despite of. At some point, you got to win despite of. It's football. All teams across the league got injuries. The guys that they would rather have on the field, they starting for a reason. Guys that's playing backup, they back up for a reason. So it's zero excuses, man. It's ride or die this year, man. It's DC4L. But we got to get it done. We got to make a strong run. And we got to get past the first and second round. This team is way too talented for anything less than that. So the first couple weeks, we started off like gangbusters. But that's why I kind of waited to do this podcast, because I wanted to see. I wanted to see what my team was made of. I'm not one of those Cowboy fans that everything roses. Nah, when I see bullshit, I call bullshit. And that performance that we put on against the Arizona Cardinals, that was bullshit. That was very uninspired ball. Nobody looked like they wanted to be out there. So we got to right the ship, man, so y'all can get these people off my back. I'm sick of hearing. I'm sick of watching sports shows. It's time that we put up a shit up, man. Push all the chips through the table this year. Even if it ain't a Super Bowl, we need to be right there in the dance. We need to be competing for that bowl at the end. So, hey, that's what it is, man. Thank y'all for tuning in to my gripe session. It's hard being a Cowboy fan out here, man. AVG Podcast. Always visualize your goals. And after that, accomplish those visualized goals. Follow me on YouTube, IG, and TikTok. One.